The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
We definitely want to speak to some of the things that's been going on in our society. It reminds me of what Dr. Martin Luther King has said, that there is two split different Americas. In one America, you get killed by sleeping in your car, selling cigarettes, or playing in your backyard. And in another America, you get to storm the Capitol and no tear gas, no massive arrests, no none of that. So I think it's obvious. It's 2021. I don't think anything has changed. We want to still acknowledge that. We want to still push for the change that we're looking for. But as of yet, we have not seen it. We want to continue to keep conversations alive and do our part.
Boston Celtics star Jaylen Brown, direct and on point. He also tweeted, taking a knee is disrespectful to America, but storming the Capitol is not. For a while there was wonder if the NBA games would go on last night. Miami-Boston stood down, talked it out before coming out and taking the knee. Ramona Shelburne, Clinton Yates, Frank Isola around the home. Clinton, you had said you were surprised the NBA went forward with playing last night. Can you expand on that?
I was, Tony, and it wasn't just because of yesterday, but it was also because of the day before and the situation that played out in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which obviously was a situation that messed things up in the bubble as far as what the players' mindsets were. Look, yesterday was one of the worst days anybody alive has ever seen in the country from a lot of different standpoints. And while I appreciated all the words that everybody said, frankly, I was surprised they played. And credit, because this was not a situation like in the bubble. They seemed more prepared for this than they did then, and if it took them playing in order to feel better about what's going on in this nation, I'm okay with that. Liked everything everybody did, but if they had said, you know what, we're good, this isn't the day, I would have been okay too, but I like the fact that they went through with it on their own terms, which is what the whole point of this whole thing is, and I really appreciate the fact that they said something about it and to just go forward as if nothing happened.
Ramona Shelburne on the impact Brown's comments and the rest of the league. You've seen many athletes.
Well, you know, Tony, I think there's a very big difference between right now and the bubble, which is when they were in the bubble, they were all together. They could talk. They could organize. They could meet. They could have they had a forum that night on August 26th where the entire league that was in the bubble got together and had a conversation about it. Plus, I think things had been building. The Jacob Blake shooting was kind of the last straw there, and I feel like everybody had been building up to that moment. Yesterday, they're dispersed. They're around the country. It's hard to. I know you can talk and you can text, but from my understanding, a lot of the games, each of the two teams met and they talked about what they wanted to do. But it was just a little harder to organize. And the lesson that everybody learned from the bubble was, if you are going to take action, if you are going to sit out of a game, you want to have a clear goal in mind. You want to have, we're taking action so that this happens. And that, you know, in the bubble, when the Bucks sat out, when they just decided we're not playing, they just did it because they couldn't get their hearts into it. And they sort of looked for actionables later. This time, I think everybody just felt like we have what we want to say. Not enough has changed, and we're still going to keep this issue at the forefront, but we're going to keep using our platform to do that. And I thought Jaylen Brown's statement was awesome. I thought some of the displays that we saw from around the league were awesome. And, this isn't going away. They're going to keep speaking up.
And Frank Isola will bring you in here on Jaylen Brown's comments.
Well, first of all, the NBA was the only professional league playing last night, so kind of all eyes were on the NBA. And if you go back to the bubble, I think there were some players that weren't upset that the Milwaukee Bucks went on strike. I think they were just upset that they did it without informing, you know, the power structure of the Players Association, guys like Chris Paul and LeBron James. Something tells me on a day like yesterday, it's probably a little bit more of a coordinated effort with Michelle Roberts at the union, Adam Silver at the league office, Chris Paul, players like LeBron James. I think, you know, every arena did something different. I thought it was really powerful what they did in Milwaukee, and I felt that players should have done that all along. During the anthem, they don't really televise the anthem all the time. But if you're going to take a knee right before a jump ball, more people are tuned in at that point, and I always felt that that was a more powerful message.
Mm-hmm. Jaylen Brown, though, wow. How impressive. I mean, we've seen it. He's been at the front, though. He and others, the WNBA is another example with their impact just 2 days ago. But he's been at the front saying and doing things that people who are in the highest levels of public office, who are sworn to do things, he's been doing things in some ways more effective. And he's been so committed to education. And that's what really sticks with me. I mean, we were all watching it yesterday on set. We're doing it again today. We're watching everything unfold before our eyes on set. And we are at home. We're at home for a reason. But as it's playing out yesterday, I said this on TV, what are we doing here? We did this to ourselves. And education is the path to knowing that this is us. Many, many people have known a long time that this is us. All right? That's what Jaylen Brown's speaking about, the generational trauma the Black American has experienced. This is us. But education is, I said this yesterday as well, we are better than this. But that is a future tense. We can be better than this. That the present tense hasn't earned right now through enabling, through ignorance, through miseducation and purposeful miseducation. Ignorance can destroy this country, or this country can destroy ignorance. That's W.E.B. Du Bois, and that's what Jaylen Brown is getting to as well. Wow, very impressive, Jaylen. We're going to move on now. Ravens, Titans, football, Sunday. Lamar Jackson in the spotlight, and he is 0-2 in his playoff career, as are the Ravens the last 2 years. They're 0-2 against the Titans as well in the last 12 months, so there's another 0-2. Hearing Lamar Jackson say the number one goal is to erase the 0-2, Frank, and what will it take for him to erase that 0-2? But hear him say it out loud.
Because he knows that, you know, for whatever reason, most people just completely ignore the regular season. And to his point, this is his third time in the playoffs already. But I would say this to Lamar Jackson, who turned 24 today. Happy birthday, Lamar Jackson. You know, Peyton Manning was 0-3 his first three playoff games. John Elway was 0-2. So, yes, he needs to get better. His accuracy hasn't been good in the playoffs. But remember this. Against the Titans, they are ranked 29th in pass defense. They give up 36 touchdowns this year via throw. That's tied for the most ever by a playoff team. So he's going to have an opportunity here. But he's right, though. He's wearing that record right now. But by no means does it mean at 0-2 that somehow this means that he can't be a terrific quarterback.
That's classic Isola. Happy birthday. Now you better go play good. Clinton Yates, you hear Lamar Jackson say that. Does that mean it's in his head, in your opinion? You know, he's focusing a lot on...
I think it is in his head, and I think it should be in his head. Listen, we're not going to take anything away from the regular season. 2,000-yard rushing seasons, that's obviously tremendous. But he's playing for a franchise where success matters. This is not just some where some young kid's going to run out there and excite people. The Ravens are used to winning. And that last game... The Titans, the problem was the defense. The tackling was a debacle, got into overtime, and the Titans were running all over the place. I totally get it. Listen, Lamar Jackson is arguably the best player in the league in some people's minds, even including Pat Mahomes. And if he goes 0-3 in the playoffs, you know, one is a problem, two is a trend, three, big disaster as far as I'm concerned in terms of what the progress is supposed to be. So he should be in his own head because this is a game that they can win if they put everything together and he does not turn the ball over.
And Ramona, how do you hear Lamar saying the goal is, you got to break
First of all, congratulations to all of you guys for not saying the banned word, even though Lamar Jackson said the banned word.
Be careful.
Oh, he did. You know, okay. Thank you for putting it out there. The word starts with an N. He's talking about a storyline that has been built
there
up through the years. Thank you for inviting that in. But I don't use that because you people have cheapened it beyond repair. Go ahead.
Is that he's putting it on himself. And I actually don't think it's all on him. This is a totally different year than last year. Last year he was MVP and he was running away with all these historical records. This year they've been a good team, not running away at the league. He's not running away with the MVP. I mean, they shouldn't really be a huge favorite in this game. I think they are a slight favorite right now, but I don't think anybody's expecting them to roll here. This is a team that that was a sort of middle of the pack playoff team. They're not supposed to win right now, right? Like, in other words, they're not supposed to go to the Super Bowl. But I like that he puts it on himself because he's a quarterback. And even though a lot of the other issues that they've had this year related to COVID, related to the defense, like, he's a quarterback. He's a leader. And I like that he puts that on his shoulders, even though he is so young.
Okay. One more quarterback story. One more leader story. Deshaun Watson sent out the tweet yesterday, and we wondered whether he was unhappy in Houston. And today, Pro Football Talk writing up, there's some people growing buzz around the league that Watson could ask for a trade, and that his current contract wouldn't preclude that. So my question is, should the teams that were thinking quarterback in the draft, you know them, Jacksonville, the Jets, maybe the Bears, maybe Detroit, go after Watson before Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, and even Trevor Lawrence, Cliff Yates?
I would not put it past anybody to try to make that. The Texans are a team that make bad trades. Overall, I hate this for Deshaun. You watch him on the sideline every week. He's got his head in his hands. He can't deal with the disaster that is that Texans team. Deshaun Watson is an non-word that I'm going to use that is banned. He's a great quarterback in this league. He should be on a better team that gives him more weapons. And alas, he's not there. And if he can't play to what he wants, they should get him out. A lot of teams that can use him. The Bears come to mind. The Giants come to mind. The Dolphins come to mind. I want to see this guy in a better situation because he's just that good.
Directly, I'll ask you, Frank, because you're in New York. Should the Jets, instead of at number two, maybe Justin Fields falls to them? Should they instead
100%
go after Deshaun Watson?
I think
right
the Jets
now
should do it. Jacksonville should consider doing it as well. You know, people got mad at me in Houston because I said yesterday they didn't have a good year. I meant the team didn't have a good year. But no, hang on.
Yeah, you were wrong
they
about that.
They went 0-4 to start the season. They didn't score more than 23 points in their first four games, and he had 6 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Tony, your season is over in the NFL at 0-4. Now, statistically, he put up good numbers. But again, he did not play well in the first four games of the season, and you know this. The season is over after four games if you're 0-4.
It was for Houston this year, that's for sure. Ramona Shelburne. So, okay, so the Jets, definitely number two. Number one, would you rather have Deshaun Watson than Trevor Lawrence right now if you're Jacksonville? Should Jacksonville be working towards the trade?
I would. I mean, he's a known quantity, and he just signed an extension. He's under contract through 2025. I mean, to me, this is a young quarterback who led the league in passing yards this year, second in quarterback rating. This is a known quantity, under contract, great player.
So what are we talking about here? What should Jacksonville put on the table? How many number one picks can you put on the table here? Four,
other than this
five,
year? I mean,
six?
I don't know that you give up the number
it's
one
be an
pick
enormous
of this year.
Yeah.
But I would, like, at this point, like, you trade for the known quantity. This is a franchise quarterback who he's leading the league in yards. In passing yards without
monitor, all receivers. Something to monitor whether Deshaun Watson is available. We've been Horner taking a break right here. Coming up, did the New York Mets just Dodgers themselves? Did Cleveland just Mookie Betts themselves?
The Mets.
By herself.
Step
next.
Right up.
Around the Horn is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sabal, news of the day. The New York Mets acquiring Francisco Lindor and Carlos Carrasco. Cleveland parting away with two stars, but with their 27-year-old star shortstop after four straight All-Star seasons and 1 year before free agency. Frank Isola, that smile off your face. What does it mean for the Mets?
You know, I'll give the viewers the number. You can call him up. He'll tell you all about, you know, war and slugging percentage, fielding percentage. This is about Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, basically saying, we're now going to operate like a big market team. And they went out and got a big star who plays with such joy. The Mets are making the right kind of moves. Their fans are going to be ecstatic today.
Clinton Yates, what does this mean for the Mets?
Yeah, forget about the stats, Frankie. You're exactly right. They got a star, somebody to put butts in the seats for a franchise that has been moribund for way too long. For Cleveland, what are you doing? This was a playoff team a year ago. You had an All-Star game 2 years ago, and now the only person on that squad I care about are the Biebs and Tristan McKenzie. $40 million payroll? Are you kidding me? The Cleveland fan base deserves way better. Go ahead and change the name of the Spiders and get it together. Right now, they're a minor league baseball team. Come on, son.
What did you say before, Clinton? This is now a trend. I mean, this is another playoff team from last year. Hello, Tampa made it to the World Series last year, trading away their best player.
Major League Baseball.
And then we saw Boston do this last year.
Need a cap to prevent stuff like this.
Well said. Ramona Shelburne, can you give your view of it also as the Dodgers acquired an all-star last year from Boston, Mookie Betts, and you saw how that played out.
There's similarities, Boston moved Mookie Betts at the right time. They got a lot of value for him. And they got Alex Verdugo. They got some good prospect. Like, that was a very different trade than this one. Cleveland waited a year too long. They didn't get much for him. All they got was the opportunity to not pay him, the opportunity to not extend him. And, you know, it's really sad for Cleveland because that's such a great baseball town and that's such a great club. But when in baseball right now, everything that you hear you're not hearing any signings, right? You're not hearing any big, because there are teams right now that are really hurting without fans in the stands, they're laying people off left and right. Like, I think this is going to be a trend in baseball. It's really sad because it's anti-competitive. For the Mets, I'm happy for you, but Clinton, there's no butts in the stands right now. There's no fans coming back.
Yeah.
So good for them. I think
that's
it's
a good
great,
point, Ramona. Well, maybe, I mean, these are good prospects. So maybe Cleveland will be able to do something with these prospects. Maybe they'll turn into an all-star four times by the time they're 27, and then they can trade them then. We'll move on. Buy or sell to Bradley Beal, 60 last night. He said he was mad afterwards because it came in a loss, and as all of his big point games do, so they don't count if they come in a loss. Clinton, buy or sell Beal. Buy or sell 60.
I'm buying every single thing about this from Bradley Beal. They've lost three straight games, and this guy scores 50 points or more. The trade, I'm sorry, has not worked out as well as everybody thinks as far as Wall is concerned. Beal is not the number one, and that's okay. Terrible defensive team, and if he's got to fill it up like that and they still can't beat anybody, that's a problem. This is not working out for the Zardos, and as far as I'm concerned, they're still the worst team in the NBA, and Bradley knows that. Frustration you're seeing.
Tell us how you really feel, Clinton. Ramona, a 60-point game is still something.
Look,
in the NBA, right?
99 rating out there, though. It's like the worst net plus-minus for anyone who's had a 60-point game since they've been counting these stats, all right?
Like, but okay.
They lost the game because they stuck at defense, and also because the Sixers are really good. And the Sixers were 18-29 from three. That's really good shooting, but it's also really poor perimeter defense. So as much as you want to give Bradley credit for scoring 60, he's also not playing the best defense out there. And neither is Russ.
I never thought we'd be in a place where Frank would be the sensitive soul here. Ramona, tell me how you feel. What? Frank, a 60-point game still stuck in the NBA? Does it count?
7 points after three quarters. They were down by 21. He brought them almost all the way back. Now, late in the game, he did get a shot blocked in the final minute. Then he missed a three-pointer. But that is a big-time performance. Listen, I understand what Clinton is saying. But remember, 10 teams are, in theory, going to get into the playoffs. I still think they'll get their act together. They need to play better defense. I think they'll be one of the top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference. Yes.
This is still a playoff team to you?
Westbrook needs
still
to play better.
Still a playoff team, Frank Isola. Ooh. How did that point? That point came at the horn there? Did it come after the horn?
Playoffs?
What's happening here? I don't know. Ramona Shelburne, thanks for joining us today. Frank Isola, Clinton Yates, Showdown in 90 seconds.
Around the Horn is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Over here. Oh, man. Oh, the hottest team in the NBA, question mark. 5-1 in their last six. The New York Knicks. Frank, I haven't been able to track.
No.
Have you been tweeting about this every day?
No.
Every single day?
Well,
how real
it's
is
January,
this?
January, and the Knicks have a winning record. Come on now. Tom Thibodeau is an outstanding coach. His teams play hard. They share the ball. And guess what? Now that they're winning, everyone's complaining. The minutes police are out complaining about how many minutes everybody's playing. Just worry about the wins.
Let me guess. You're going to tell me that the NBA is better when the Knicks are good.
I didn't say
the
that.
Biggest fallacy.
I didn't say that.
They have moved up to participants.
He didn't say
Thank
it.
You,
he didn't say that. The Knicks are balling right now, Clinton. You have to admit that. Balling is a great name
Wizard.
For a book, wouldn't it, Frank? Point to Isola. And Randall was a bull in a china shop. I'm not calling him Zion, but I mean, he's done that. He's been great. He's an all-star this year, basically. We'll move on. Showdown 2. Sean Payton's idea to quarantine 50,000 humans for fans for 2 weeks so they could have a full Superdome. Is he on to something here, Clinton?
Absolutely not. Stop trying to distract us from the fact that you don't know what's going on with your quarterback situation and the fact that old man Drew Brees can't get the ball to the field. You got problems and who's in the crowd. Why don't you worry about your personnel on the field?
He's been killing Drew Brees all year. He's back in the playoffs yet again. You know what? If 50,000 people are going to get tested for free, it wouldn't be the worst thing. But remember, the Saints' last two home playoff games, they lost both of them.
For free? You paying, Frank?
The Saints are.
You're such a wet blanket, Frank. Point, Clinton Yates. Showdown 3. This will decide the game. Oh, I love this story. San Diego Padres will be World Series champions this year. Who said
Tatis.
Newest Padre and signee, Ha-Sung Kim. Yes. The rookie, he hit 30 home runs in Korea last year. Can a rookie without any major league experience announce his team is going to win the World Series?
I love
playing a game, Frank.
Tell him, you're not going to the Yankees. You're going to the Padres.
How did this become about the Yankees? The Padres are the most exciting team, and they're
right
in the West. Look out, Dodgers. Fear the Friars.
Point, game, FaceTime, Clinton Yates. Take a mute, Frank Isola. 30 seconds.
I'd like to take some time about the situation that's been unfolding in my hometown over the past couple of days. People have said a lot of things about how they think that they're surprised or they can't believe what's going on. None of that really matters. What matters is that what we've been looking at on our TVs for the past week is simply unacceptable. I used to live near the Capitol. I know exactly how the security situation works, and everything that went down there was despicable. Please, please get it together, America. We need this. Please. We're better than this. Maybe not, but we have to try.
Thank you very much for that, Clinton Yates. We'll be back tomorrow around the horn.
Happy Hour is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Drink responsibly.